98.
Talk Live, bring up anything you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That would be the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. The website allows you to control the content on the site, meaning that you can submit things to it. So let's say you wanted to submit the actual full video, the frontline video about North Korea, the undercover camera video. You could do that. Submit whatever link you want over at freetalklive.com. It appears on our site and then will be subject to your votes. You can vote something up if you like it, vote it down if you don't, and you can submit content to the site. So that way we'll know what you, the listeners, think is interesting and might just talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Now, last night, Mark, there was an issue that Johnson actually brought in. You wanted to talk about, which was the brown nickel.
That's right. The U.S. government is going to give the American people the old brown nickel.
For real?
That's, well, at this point, it's a proposal.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of interesting, and it highlights a lot of things. So here from Fortune, the deputy director of the U.S. Mint is telling me that I'm holding in my hand what could be a future nickel. I don't believe him. Standing in the Mint's research and development lab in central Pennsylvania, I look down at a brown piece of metal that's the size of a nickel. But what about the color and the weight of a penny? I'm immediately thrown off by its light feel and dark hue. There's no way anyone could ever think this is real, I keep thinking. And since 2011, Mint officials in this lab have been looking into alternative metals for coins that could bring down the agency's growing production costs. After spending $8.1 million in research, scientists have discovered six potential metal alloys. Because at this point, it makes it, as far as I understand, it's about 8 cents.
They spent how much?
$8.1 million.
That's what I thought I heard you say.
Yep.
Okay.
Researching possible replacements.
Yeah. To potentially save the government $30 and $40 million a year. So the copper-plated zinc option for nickels that I have in my hand is just one of them. This is the... Now, that's what a penny is.
Yeah.
It's copper-plated zinc. So the question is it going to be this or is it going to be full copper? They're not sure. But before any cost-saving alternatives are pursued, the Mint must figure out if Americans will reject a brown nickel or other cost-saving changes to U.S. coins, just like I did. The government arm is embarking on a...
What does that mean that Americans are going to reject it?
Well, they've basically rejected $1 coins.
Yeah, but those are useless.
Why are they useless?
Who the hell
vending machines, a lot of vending machines aren't set up to take $1 coins.
That is the strongest point against a brown nickel, too, is because they would basically have to retrofit all of the vending machines in America.
Because, and that was a question I had about it. I don't know enough about how money acceptors work.
By size and weight, understanding.
It tests alloy, too.
The average money acceptor at any location will do that?
It depends on the machine they're getting. Look, these things have computers in them, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. The question is, can they phase them in and phase them out? I don't know the answer. So,
with the dollar coin, at least, I get that point, and that's a really good point. But at least with the dollar coin, it's not... It was just extraneous. The Sacagawea or whatever was completely extraneous.
Well, don't forget the presidential ones,
too. Who the hell wants to carry around even more coins in their pocket?
The thing. In Canada, where they have having a $1 or $1 bill to only having the $1 coin, they did the introduction of the dollar coin and the phase out of the bill at the same time.
Okay.
Right.
Here in the U.S., because it's done by two separate entities. The Federal Reserve controls paper currency.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The U.S. Mint controls coins.
So they brought out this new coin, and basically they couldn't coordinate the removal of the dollar bill.
Right.
Well, that's what in Canada they did is to say, hey, you're not going to be using paper dollars anymore, eh? And that's it. right? Like, no.
Yep. When paper dollars came back to the bank, they were
pulled.
The red maple cleaver comes down, and that is it. So, you know, this is, and they've also stopped using the penny, too, and saved themselves tens of millions of dollars.
Wow.
Now, consider for a second the uselessness of the American 1 cent piece. This thing just passes back and forth all over the place, and it's just an accounting thing.
Hold on. The penny.
People throw it away.
The penny requires that the clerk at the 99 cent store open the drawer to put that dollar bill in and then hand you a penny instead of pocketing the dollar and stealing from the 99 cent store.
They have 99 cent stores? I've never seen them.
They're all over the country.
I've only seen dollar stores. I've never seen 99 cent stores.
You need to get out of...
Yes, I've seen.
You've only been to New Hampshire and Florida and L.A.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
I've been to New York and Dallas and a couple other places. But.
Yeah, but I wouldn't let him visit dollar stores there. So, these are certainly issues, but the fact is they could save so much money if they just said, look, there's no more $1 bills, mm-hmm. there's no more pennies.
Why would they save money replacing dollar bills with dollar coins?
Because coins last a lot longer than bills do.
Coins last, I believe it's 10 times longer.
Yep. They don't even want you to have cash anyway.
Yeah.
They don't want to make it easy on you. So if they had $1 and $5 coins and got rid of the monopoly money, the pieces of paper that the Federal Reserve makes, mm-hmm. then it would make it that much more difficult.
You would not want to carry coins around because it's so bulky.
I mean,
to go back to coin pouches.
This is how stupid these agencies
are. Or fanny packs.
They could make it so that people didn't want to carry cash. But they don't.
Okay. I gotcha.
So, I don't know. I don't want to solve their problems for them because their problems
don't
are...
Don't worry. They won't listen to you.
They are the problem.
I've been advocating for years to get rid of the penny, make the nickels out of what they make pennies out of currently, because my last time looking at what it costs to make a penny, it's 3.7 cents yeah. for a 1 cent piece. It's approximately 7 cents to make a 5 cent piece.
Mm-hmm. It's not getting cheaper.
No.
Yeah, I don't know that those things are necessarily related, though. I mean, it's interesting that it costs more than a penny to make a penny, that a penny is not worth a penny. I mean, it's this weird thing. But they're really just accounting mechanisms because nothing backs the dollar anyway. So, and you're never going to get the government to listen to you. So really what you should do is buy the hell out of pennies and nickels, stock them up in your garage, and then force the government to make more of them.
Oh, I've got a couple right cups of change where I put the pennies and the nickels, and then I will use dimes and quarters to, you know, put in meters when I go park, but I keep the pennies and the nickels.
Seriously, why are you keeping them? You want to melt them down someday?
They're going to fall
at some
floor.
Point in the future, maybe.
It's just not worth the space.
No.
It's not worth the space. It's not worth the weight. It's not worth the hassle.
Yeah. I want their stupid accounting system to act like a stupid accounting system because then it advertises itself properly. To get frustrated like I do, and I really do, over their archaic, dumb system is pointless. Because, and I used to get all, why do they do this dumb stuff? There's so many better ways of running this. Mm-hmm. Well, they do it because they're incompetent. They're the government.
Well, that's the way it's been done, and it's hard to change when you're the state.
You could force change. They could have forced people to go onto the metric system back in the 70s if that's what they'd wanted to do, but they didn't.
Right, but there's real momentum as far as the current state policies, and it's while they can change those things, there's no incentive for them to. Even though they're spending a boatload of money and spending more than it costs than the pennies.
Here's how you promote this to the diehard ultra-conservatives that claim that they support smaller government. Is say, if you convert this and, you know, get rid of the penny and make a cheaper nickel, you will have more money to spend on the military. And then you sell it to the liberals that really like big government getting involved in social programs and say, you will have more money that you can give to homeless shelters and Planned Parenthood and organizations like that.
You know, I'm so sick of dealing with these people. I think you've just convinced me to be not for the legalization of marijuana. This is, the same thing we do to tell them, we'll make marijuana legal and you can tax the hell out of us.
I never advocate for tax.
More here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. Share your thoughts on the penny or what may be the new nickel, maybe a brown nickel to resemble the penny. More here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's brown nickels or North Korean defiance, average people just openly defying and even shoving military members and street police there. Amazing stuff. You can comment on whatever happens to be on your mind. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. You'll find all kinds of stuff on our site that is for free. And other stuff that you want to get for free, well, go to fpp.cc to get more of Daryl's products. You do a lot over at fpp.cc. Daryl, can you sum it up for us?
I do, and I can. There's daily news and commentary on the front page of the website. You can find the monthly newspaper at news.fpp.cc. There's several radio products that I put out that are available at FPP Radio. There are also books that I publish that can be found there as well.
And free, most of those things, except for the books, at least.
The books are not free. Everything else is.
Go and check it out at fpp.cc as we continue here. Also, want to tell you about the Bitcoin store. You accept Bitcoins for your books, isn't
that
right?
I do.
So Bitcoin store doesn't sell books. They sell consumer electronics, and they do a great job at it. Over 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment at bitcoinstore.com, and they only accept Bitcoins. This is your way to turn your Bitcoins into real-life items that you can use. Bitcoinstore.com was really kind of first on the scene. There was a lot of news about Overstock taking Bitcoins this week. But Bitcoin Store beat them to the punch by several months. It was, what, the summertime when Bitcoin Store?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Early 2013, something like that, when they launched. And they're still around. They're still selling the world's – they're still selling a boatload of consumer electronics at 0% markup. They've got a great deal from their wholesaler, which is the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. And they're passing the savings on to you as a thank you for using Bitcoin. So go to bitcoinstore.com, get your consumer electronics there, and you'll find that they're probably going to be cheaper there than pretty much anywhere else. Now, we're going to go to the phones and to the fun. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here, a DEA agent freaks out about legalization. Daryl's got that story. Robert is on the line listening in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm for the legalization of marijuana.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of coins, I'm beginning to see a lot of coins I hadn't seen, you know, since I was a kid, you know, over in the Vermont area here. Like, for instance, I don't know why, but there's this reoccurrence of $2 bills are coming back into circulation. And they're the ones that put it back, you know, 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, do all those $2 bills have a stamp for Free Talk Live and Free Keen on them?
No.
It's interesting.
Because Ian will purchase $2 bills and stamp them.
I buy $2 bills in bulk, actually, and then I always tend to have them on me. So usually whenever I go somewhere, I'll spend a $2 bill if I have the opportunity. But I use it as more of a marketing method, kind of a guerrilla marketing method for Free Talk Live. And that way, the idea being that $2 bills are unusual, and so people will be more likely to look at one and thereby more likely to see the stamp that I place on it.
Well, there's hundreds of them over here. If I get any, I'll bring some over.
Fascinating. Cool, man. So is that all you wanted to share, or is there more?
Well, that, and then I, you know, the other thing is food coins, too, like some of the old steel pennies from 43. The other day I picked up a 1950.
Really?
Ben Franklin, $5, made out of silver.
You know, it's interesting that when you look at stuff like that, people who pay attention can really make out pretty well if they just look at their pocket change. Because, what is it, 1964 and previous?
Yes.
All coins that the U.S. Mint put out were essentially 90% silver?
Yes.
Except for the penny?
Dimes and quarters.
That $1.50, that 50 cents piece, is worth about $14, $15.
Yeah.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So you said only dimes and quarters are
nickels
are
were made of what? Guess what?
Nickel.
There you go.
Gotcha.
That's why they're bigger than the dime.
But not anymore.
It wouldn't make any sense to make a much larger coin out of the same thing that you made the dime out of, right?
Now
right.
The nickels are made out of copper nickel, which is a copper nickel composite.
Ah, I did not know that. That's and now they're talking about making them out of just straight what? There's a few different options on the table, right? They've looked at six different possibilities. They've spent $8 million investigating this. So we don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to even make a change, but there's a good chance it could be even more debased.
My guess is zinc or aluminum.
Yeah, well, you know, they wouldn't be having this problem if the U.S. currency hadn't been debased. The fact is that at one point, dimes and quarters were all silver. Basically, that system worked from 1913 till the late 60s, early 70s, when after the Bretton Woods Accord. But at that point, essentially, the currency went off the rails when it was the last attachments to metal, you know, went away. It's a lot cheaper to make paper than it is to make metal coins, and they couldn't maintain metal coins because they just weren't worth it. You couldn't make a quarter. You know, it wasn't worth it to have a silver quarter, so they made it out of something different. And that's what they're going to have to keep doing because they keep devaluing their own currency.
Right. It's a never-ending process. And that's an important point. I'm glad you brought that up as we continue on with this discussion here, because inflation is something that a lot of people don't really understand. If you went to government school, you were not likely taught the truth about inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money, an increase in the money supply. So it's not a rise in prices. Rises in prices tend to be a symptom of an increase in the money supply. But the definition of inflation is where you add money to an existing money supply.
Yeah.
And that's why these things are becoming more and more costly to produce over time.
It's the truth. And that's why they have an untenable situation. That's why it keeps on being disastrous. And so to keep around, there used to be what they called a half penny. But they got rid of it.
What?
You didn't know?
No.
Okay, go ahead and do a Google image search.
I believe
for,
you.
U.S. half-penny.
I used to actually have some half pennies.
Yep. And, you know, they just got rid of them because they didn't need them anymore. And they don't need the penny anymore either. It's just an accounting thing. It goes back and forth. It's been relegated to the dustbin by those little cups that hold the pennies. You don't need pennies anymore. When you get your pennies in change, you can leave them in the cup. And when you come and you need pennies for the purchase, you pull them out of the cup. What do I need pennies for? So I can sit them on my counter?
I've seen nickels and dimes in the little need a penny, take a penny thing before.
Sure.
So, again, you're welcome to comment on the coinage in this country and where it's going or whatever you want to talk about here. Let's shift gears and go to the DEA. They are really upset about legalization efforts that are happening. Of course, Colorado, Washington have legalized cannabis. New Hampshire is flirting with the idea with the state house voting this week in a fairly dramatic vote. There was actually a post over at freekeen.com that I made this morning from a state representative who actually kind of outlined what happened. But first, it failed by 2 votes, was then voted to reconsider, then it was overturned, that the failure was overturned, so it was reconsidered. They then put it up again for another vote. This time, there was a couple other votes that happened in there, and then it actually went through. So we'll come back with more here in moments. And what is the DEA saying about it? We'll share that with you, and this is Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that is brought to you by ProXPN. You care about privacy? Well, you should, because the news about the NSA just keeps getting worse. You can take steps, however, to protect yourself. Edward Snowden, of course, recommends PGP, and so do we here on Free Talk Live. We've got a tool that can help you with that. We'll tell you about that at a later time. But there's multiple things that you should do to protect your privacy, and one of those things is to get ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network. You can go and get the free app over at proxpn.com/FTL for Windows, Mac, iOS, or even Android. Plus, if you've got Linux, there's a set of instructions that'll help you get set up with ProXPN that are pretty simple to follow. But what does it do? What does it mean to have an encrypted virtual private network that's global? Well, encryption is the most important factor here, in that ProXPN's app basically takes your data stream that you're sending to and that what you're receiving from the internet and encrypts it, meaning that your internet service provider will have no clue where you're going and what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging at least 6 months, if not as many as 5 years worth of logs of the websites you're visiting, the search terms that you're entering. That's information that can be used against you. I know, you don't do anything illegal online, but how do you know that what you're doing today won't be illegal tomorrow, if indeed you are somebody who doesn't do something illegal online? And also, how do you know that everything you do online isn't illegal? It's not like there's a warning that comes up every time you go to some site that's got illegal content on it.
All kinds of people, innocent people in prison.
Yeah, exactly. And so having this app on your computer can protect you from your ISP snooping on you and can also protect your location, because when you're when you use ProXPN, you're going through, essentially you're going through their server to surf the internet, and so when you go to websites, it'll look to the website you're visiting like you're in the location of the ProXPN server, that if you have their premium account, you can choose the location of your preferred server, and you can change that anytime you want just by hitting the disconnect button and reconnecting to a different server.
It's true.
So you can move from the Netherlands all the way to Singapore in the flash of an eye with ProXPN.com. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, you can get a heck of a discount with Free Talk Live's discount code. It's FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20, and that 20 stands for 20% off of their regular prices, 20% off for the lifetime of your account. You order the annual plan, that brings your cost down to $5 per month for ProXPN. Now, $5 per month to protect your privacy and get unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limitations on the stuff that you can do. So if you want to do torrenting, then you can do that, and that'll make your torrents private. So there's no limitation on the services that you can run. ProXPN.com/FTL code FTL20 to save that 20%. Or if you've got Bitcoin, you can save 33% if you use Bitcoin to buy the annual plan. Again, proxpn.com/FTL, and it's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but your privacy. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Temper is listening online in legal land. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First, I wanted to talk about the bill exchangers and the coin machines. What they do is they have a little lever that detects the maximum width, and then they detect the resistance of the coin. So
like the electrical resistance, right?
Yeah, so they can come up with an equation to figure out what type of coin it is. So if you come out with a new coin, they just download a new program.
I see, but it would require, if they come out with a new nickel, then it absolutely would require them to go in and change out all the programming on every single coin-accepting device in the United States.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds, though, because they have to go into the machine to get the coins out, the dollars out. So what they do is they just run a device with the guy getting the money, and when he gets the money, he just downloads the program.
It sounds like it's probably going to be costly. It may not be complicated, but it sounds like it'll be costly if you have to send somebody around with special programming devices to program every single coin. I mean, every single vending machine, all of those machines at the supermarket, everything that anywhere takes coins.
Well, think about this, though. If you put, like, a $20 bill in a copy machine and hit the button, it won't work because of the random pattern of 20s on the back. And it's actually not random. It's a star constellation.
Whoa, hold on. What won't work? You're saying copy machines will not copy $20 bills? I don't believe
not
that.
Not properly.
No, they won't. They won't copy it at all. Most of the time, they just refuse to do anything.
Wow, I can't say I've ever actually tried that, but I find it hard to believe.
I'd be petrified to try it.
I've never tried it with a 20. When I was in high school, I worked as a library assistant, and I tried counterfeiting some dollar bills during class one day by putting them on the machine and then flipping it over and flipping the paper. And
is it only a color copier that will not work, or will a black and white copier also freeze up on a $20 bill?
It's actually built into the scanning technology. In fact, I got a really nice Dell all-in-one printer scanner fax deal here. I just tried to scan a 20, and it says, your original may be prohibited from the prohibited item for scanning.
That's amazing.
That is very interesting.
$790.
Now, can you so they'll prohibit any dollar amount, or is it only 20s and up?
Actually, it's based on that pattern. If you look at the 20s, the little yellow 20s written on the back of a bill, they're in a certain pattern, and what it does is it looks for that pattern. So it works for, like, Chinese dollars, euros. They all do it now.
And so it must be some sort of legislated mandated thing, right? They forced this on these companies. you have to do this.
Probably.
I don't know if it's actually forced. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, a lot of corporations kind of voluntarily engage in some of that.
It does seem like a CYA sort of thing. Hey, nobody was using my scanner to make fake 20s because I've got it set up to where it recognizes the pattern and will not scan.
Fascinating. I'm going to try this. When I get a chance, I'm going to get a $20 bill. I've got a scanner here in the studio, and I'm going to try this out. I've never heard of this before, but it makes
sense. I want to see you go to the copy store and slap a 20 down on the screen and start copying. That's what I want to see.
Well, is that actually counterfeiting?
I have no idea, but I imagine if anybody saw you, they'd freak out.
It might be considered attempted counterfeiting, which...
It's not like it matters. The police will come, draw down, and shoot you anyway. I mean, come on.
Right, but is it only counterfeiting... Is it counterfeiting to scan and manipulate an image of a dollar?
No.
Or is it only counterfeiting when you attempt to spend it?
I think if you are attempting to reproduce...
Free Talk Live does not give legal advice, and nothing that you hear here is should be considered as
speculating
legal
here. If you are attempting to reproduce the $20 bill and pass it off as an official piece of currency...
That's what I'm asking, though. Is it the passing off of it or the reproduction of it that's actually illegal?
I don't advocate or... encourage people to do either.
I don't either. I'm just asking. Temper, any thoughts?
There's a specific law about it, and I learned about it when that guy got in trouble for making Liberty silver dollars.
Right. Bernard von Notthaus.
In order to not be counterfeiting, you have to put something on top of it that says this is fake, or you have to multiply the size by at least 5. So
if
you make a really big $20 bill, you're okay.
So then going into, according to your understanding, going into the FedEx store or Kinko's or wherever and putting a $20 bill on a copying machine, if it would work, would be considered counterfeiting.
If it came out as the original size.
Very good. Temper, anything else you want to share tonight?
I kind of wanted to yell at you guys about when I was talking about the quantum computer.
All right, we can't get too scientific on here, but if you want to hang on, you can yell at us here. We're fine with yelling, so hang on in a moment. It's talk radio. That's what we do.
Well, shut up, Ian.
Some talk show host. We'll come back with your thoughts, and you can take control here in moments. More, or actually some, because we haven't really talked about this yet. The DEA agent who freaks out over the idea of marijuana legalization in moments. We'll get to that in your calls as well about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, maybe they put this anti-scanning technology in fancy copy machines, but my $100 scanner doesn't seem to have a problem scanning in U.S. currency. Just saying. So your mileage may vary. Now,
I did particularly say a 20, and that is not a 20 that you're
I did
scanning.
Put a $100 bill on there to attempt to scan that. But
Yadra, put the 20 on there, and let's scan it.
Now, is it counterfeiting when you actually scan it into the scanner, or is it only counterfeiting if you save the file?
If you post the file online, then you are not spending, attempting to spend, like, you're not reproducing thing.
But does attempting to spend, is that the only factor to counterfeiting versus the actual copying of?
No, because there have been people that have been arrested just for possessing counterfeit currency because it's illegal to possess counterfeit currency.
Gotcha.
You know, the theory, or I guess the reasoning behind it, is if someone has a large amount of counterfeit currency, then they must be attempting or planning to attempt to spend it at some point in the future. So it seems as though it's one of these futuristic thought crimes and not an actual you have done a wrong here.
Toll-free number is 850. Then I guess I should say, oh, hey, you're right. Maybe. Okay, so we did just put the $20 bill on, And it does say here, cannot scan because the original may not be set correctly. That's curious. So apparently it's illegal.
It's also sent an email to the Secret Service.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Temper. He's still with us. He wanted to yell at us, apparently. Go ahead, Temper.
Well, let me explain how that technology works real quick. On the back of the $20 bill, there's zeros in the number 20. And those zeros are arranged in a pattern that the program detects and refuses to scan. That's why it starts, but then stops.
But why don't they do it on a $100 bill?
They are. You just have an older $100
bill. Yeah, you've got one of the old hundreds there. You don't have the new fancy hundred with the big blue strip in the middle of it and, like, animatronic George Franklin.
Did they mandate that these companies that make these scanners put in some kind of program that doesn't allow these things to be scanned? Is that what happened?
It must have. It must have.
It's a new government regulation?
That's above my pay grade.
You know, what Free Talk Live needs is we need some kind of technology entered into every radio so that nobody can broadcast a unauthorized broadcast of Free Talk Live. We need to force every radio manufacturer. No, I don't want that at all, but I'm just showing how stupid this organization is, how they can just, you know, shove down whatever rule they want down people's throats.
All right, so Temper, go ahead with what else you were calling about.
Well, anyways, what I wanted to say on the quantum computer is that you guys said it was too complicated. And then, like, I guess it was the next day you guys were talking about dark matter and the spooky theory and a bunch of other really finite quantum mechanic ideas. And that's what I was trying to say with the quantum computer is the quantum computer lives in that world. And so the data is stored in that world. And as crazy as that world sounds, do you really think that some programmer is going to be able to program logic in there?
Okay, hold on. Temper, for those of us who are confused and don't know what conversations you are referencing or what world you are speaking of, can you sort of catch people up?
Oh, God.
Okay. So the NSA came out with a new computer. There's two of them right now. The NSA owns one and Google owns the other.
And okay.
What it is a computer that uses these qubits, which is basically it stores data on the atomic structure.
You're going to regret asking this. Go ahead.
It's complicated. It's very complicated.
Okay, so there are two supercomputers.
Quantum computers, supposedly.
Quantum computers
is that even bigger than a supercomputer?
Outside of time and space. They do not work.
That's not what Temper said.
But the computing itself exists outside of time and space.
That's not
right?
What Temper told me.
Temper?
The other night.
You can't think of it that way. You have to think of it as like an old school math coprocessor. Like when you had the 386.
Because everybody knows what those are.
Well, you used to have this chip that would do all the math for the computer. And that's all a quantum computer is. It will never have its own operating system. It's just a mass machine. But the problem with it is it lives, the logic, the data, and the processing lives in the quantum field of the universe.
Okay, so what world is it that you said that computers don't exist in? Or do...
No, what he was saying was...
Let him answer the question, for God's sake. If Daryl's going to keep on asking this guy questions, let him go down the rabbit hole.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay.
No. So I think I'm caught up to where you called today, and then you said that...
He means the quantum world, like the other dimension or whatever these things will go to do their math computations.
You don't really need to understand all the complexities of it. All you really need to understand is how complex it is, and then imagine trying to build structure in that world.
The reason I'm trying to understand is you called and told me that I was wrong about something that I wasn't even here for the conversation on, so I was trying to understand what I was wrong about.
Well, I think he was referring to Free Talk Live in general. Yes, not necessarily.
I figured the that, but since I'm on the show tonight, I'm curious what, you know, collectively I was wrong about.
The brand Free Talk Live is wrong about quantum computers. That's what
Okay.
It wasn't that you were wrong. It was just like, you guys cut me off and were like, wow, you're way too deep. And then, like, the next day you're talking about dark matter.
I don't remember talking about. Was that a Sunday show, Mark?
This is where you're going to have to let go, Temper. The fact is that Ian makes the programming decisions here on Free Talk Live. He decides what is too deep and what is not too deep.
When were we talking about dark matter on the show?
It was yesterday. You guys were talking about...
We were talking about quantum mechanics in a very general manner. We were talking about the uncertainty principle and the observation effect, but we didn't get into detail on them like you were getting into detail on how quantum computing works, which was just what I thought was just way too far and way too much. And anything beyond the cursory, I think, into a discussion about those issues is you know, belongs on a science show, which this program isn't really.
All I know about dark matter I've learned from Futurama. Apparently there's a creature called Nibbler that when he poos, it is dark matter and it fuels the ship, but the ship doesn't actually move. The universe moves around the ship.
There's seven times as much matter, dark matter, as there is matter.
I would say that's about the level of conversation we should stick to on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Temper. I appreciate it. 855. I appreciate how brilliant Temper is. I mean, the guy is really smart, and he knows what he's talking. Like, I trust.
He's trying to drag the rest of us along.
I feel like he really knows what he's talking about. And when he says that this NSA quantum computer, because just to recap, the part you missed, the initial portion, was that Mark said this thing about the quantum computer. It's you can go outside of this dimension and do math or something, and that like they could solve, they could crack encryption in a fraction of a second because the idea was the quantum computer doesn't exist in time and space or something like that, or the computing itself. But Temper called to say that that's an incorrect understanding of it, and he got into real detail on how quantum computing actually works, and it was we got lost in the weeds.
The explanation he made is that the quantum computer may be a fantastic item and do what that says, but you have to program a computer to do those things too. So
yeah, and what he was saying is that the programmers in this reality would not be able to manipulate a program in a place that doesn't have time and space. So he's very, very skeptical that the supposed NSA quantum computers are all they're cracked up to be.
But just because Mark understands something one way doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, well, Mark might not understand it correctly. Mark can understand something his way. I remember when I was a kid asking my dad, why is the grass green? And he said something about the sun being yellow and the sky being blue, and yellow and blue make green.
That made perfectly good sense.
It's a good one. And it made sense when I was five, so that's why I understood grass was
green. It doesn't matter. You guys are going to prison for counterfeiting, and I'll be the only one left.
All right, more coming up here in moments. I think you handed the 20 to go into
I know
the,
nothing of what you're speaking.
All right, we'll come back with more here. It's actually a conspiracy to counterfeit here tonight on Free Talk Live. Hour 3's on the way.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.